me this way. The Lapine City Council regular meeting for Wednesday, July 8th, 2009 is called to order at 6:03 p.m. And we will have roll call to establish a quorum. Starting with Luana.
City Recorder Dammerbaum.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hitchens.
Councilor Molina.
Administrative Assistant Pam Morgan.
We do have a quorum, and Councilor Doug Ward is absent by prior arrangement. Patty, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Next item is added agenda items, and let's take a minute here. I didn't have a chance to discuss with legal counsel. Or did you have anything, any topics to add?
No topics to add.
Okay. Counselors, did anyone have anything to add to this meeting?
No.
Joanna, anything that would be better here than if staff comments?
No, I don't know. Do you want me to bring that up?
Sure. If we're going to discuss, what was that again? Oh, about training. I'd like to do anything that we're going to discuss. I'd like to do that in regular session rather than council comments. So. Other matters, that will be 9A. We will add, what is it? City management training. Okay.
Sure. Certification. I'll put it back.
Well, I have training written, so as long as we have it on there.
You can add the wildfire protection plan draft. Will be out not this week, but I think the following
week. Well, if it's just an announcement and we're not doing any discussion or anything, you know.
Well, I wanted to know if you guys want them to come and talk to us.
Oh, okay. Okay, so 9B. Mm-hmm. What's that again? Wildfire
Protection Plan.
Wildfire.
Because we are going to have to sign off on it.
Protection Plan. Consider. Okay, that'll be brief, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Another meeting.
All right. I would also I also like to announce that immediately after this meeting concludes, we will then go into executive session to conclude an executive session meeting that we started earlier today and interrupted in order to go into our work session. So immediately after this meeting, we will be going into an executive session, just so everyone's aware. Okay, move on to number 5, the consent agenda. First item, approval of minutes. Do we have any changes, additions, corrections, omissions?
I have nothing.
Nothing, Adele?
No.
All right. Nor have I. And bills and invoices, is everyone, and we've had a new one. An additional one come in. Did everyone get that? Councilor Hedges' request for reimbursement for the...
Yes.
Okay. So everyone has all the information on bills and invoices. And anyone have any comment, question? Are we ready to approve those? All right, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I so move.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. We'll take a roll call vote, please.
Councilor Mullaney, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. All right, next item, we have a presentation by Central Cascade Lines. Lupita, you were doing that?
Thank you. Sure. I'm going to keep going in this room,
aren't I?
Do you have a PowerPoint presentation?
I did, but tax season for the organization, I forgot about the laptop, I forgot the projectors.
Oh, okay.
Well, but but luckily I printed them out, so just always have back in here. Okay, I have enough.
We can share it. We get along.
Right or left center. Fred Hip.
Fred Hip. I'll share if you want.
Okay.
Make sure Patty gets one.
You can share. All right. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank the City Council for allowing me to make a presentation on behalf of Central Cascade Lines. Central Cascade Lines is the what most people know as the Pine Shuttle. And I'm here just to give you an update, to ask for your support, and to see how you can assist us. Many of you have heard or learned the past issue last summer, and though CCL strongly disagrees with the county and the state's conclusion with regard to being qualified to receive county and state funds, we have made many efforts to work with the county and the state and as yet have no success. So I'm here just to present to you an overall picture of Central Cascade Lines, or CCL, how it started, what we saw, the funding results when we did funding, and what happened after the fact, and where we want to go. So that's why the first slide, as you saw in your presentation, there is this Central Cascade Lines then and now, because it is really a then and now picture. For overview, we'll start with the purpose, the goals, the passenger response, and the present conditions, and the summary. Slightly, the mission. The mission has always been of Central Cascade Lines, is to provide an affordable, flexible, safe transportation commute option for La Pine, Sun River, and surrounding areas. Because we do cover some of the outlying areas of La Pine up there, Highway 31, Maston, and going up there to Fall River and what we call No Man's Land between La Pine and Sun River off of Huntington. and then way back there in the woods where the ducks are in Sun River. So it's quite an quite an area to cover. Improve access to social medical services, which is key. Employment, expand educational opportunities for citizens living in a disadvantaged rural community, which is very key. Prior to Central Cascade Lines, there was very limited. In fact, there was no other transportation option. The goals of the organization has always been to provide an alternative transportation option for the community, improve transportation for seniors, disabled populations, offer services Monday through Friday with frequent trips, which in a rural, in small rural areas, you want to have not a fixed route, or what is known as a fixed route, that your city buses with fixed stops, fixed times, because it just doesn't work for a rural community. Provide services that is inclusive, all inclusive, and that's key. Prior to Central Cascade Lines, there was only the Dollar Ride out of Redmond, and of course, the Dollar Rides, as they are considered to be a paratransit or a demand response, they mostly will provide transportation more to the senior and disabled populations. In a rural area, to have a transit system that is successful, you must have also include those populations that are not senior and disabled. You have to include the low income, the at-risk, those that are the working poor, and those that have a vehicle but just simply cannot afford the expenses of operating the vehicle. So existing services, existing services prior to Central Cascade Lines, and it was only the Dial Ride, which at that time, which was now 2006-2007, actually started earlier than that, though, they only provided service to within the 5-mile radius of the Pine, and it was only open for the senior disabled. On Mondays, the Dial Ride then did provide one trip to Bend, and it was only Monday, and again, it was only for the senior disabled. Other than the Dollar Ride, there was a taxi cab service that, of course, it was too expensive, so they went by the west side. And those were the only options in La Pine. As far as an inner city, there was only Greyhound at the time, which no longer operates in Central Oregon. Many people still don't know that. Since then, from looking forward to 2007 forward, with the addition of Central Cascade Lines, we provided a commuter with multiple deviated service, which means a deviated service is key because it means that you might have specific stops within your area. But when you go outside your area, for us, example, to say Bend, we go to various locations. We don't have no fixed route. It's a little more pressure to operate a deviated route because there's constant change. You have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to modify these schedules, sometimes just within 20 minutes of a driver leaving for their run. Frequent trips Monday through Friday. From when we started operating in 2007, we had 7 to 8 trips per day, Monday through Friday. Installation of transportation to the general public. This was a big success for us. And now in Central Oregon, people are emulating our service, or trying to emulate our service. The Dollar Ride now that is run by Cascade East Transit, or part of COIC, they opened up their Dollar Rides up to the general public. So for La Pine, Sun River, in the outlying areas, it meant that we could increase our ridership, which also in turn means more costs that we would have to incur. First year passenger counts, as you see in the graph, it's quite astounding. We went from January, when we started operating, 2007, to 25 passengers. To March, we went up to 400. May, we went up to about 500. By July, it was up to 800. By November, it was 1,000. That's more than 100%. This is still within, all within the first year, to 1,300 in January of 2008. So it's quite amazing. The other slide, I think I added on there, it shows that the frequent stops, when we had seven, at this point we had seven routes. The stops you see on there, leaving at the different times, leaving from La Pine and the various stops we made in Bend, it's quite astounding the amount of stops we were able to make, from the Walmart, Brent Myers, the Pine March, to the county parole office, courthouse, north side of Bend, east side of Bend, west side of Bend, and we covered it all because the need was there, the demand was there, and we still, in spite of that growth, there were still some, I would say 2% of the trips that we still couldn't complete because they either just lived beyond our boundary or it was just not worth to provide a trip. One particular instance for that was an elderly individual lived out by Chemult and needed to go to Bend. There was no way we could provide that. The cost would have been way too much. And then, as you see in the second slide, quite the opposite. Almost, it's almost a mirror in the opposite direction. This is the effect of revenue losses. As you can tell, ridership went down. From January, it went up to 1,300. By March, it went down to 1,250. By May, it went down to 1,125. July, it went down to 800. September went down to about 650 or so. November of 08 went down to 600. In January went down to 520. Quite an astounding difference in terms of what you see there in those three charts. And then you look at the stops that we made and how we had to cut service just to continue operations because of the revenue losses. It's quite amazing. The characteristics of our passengers, it was seniors with no disabilities, about 15%. Seniors with disabilities, 35%. These are your most vulnerable populations. Your below poverty levels, about 20%. Your single family with one vehicle, 7%. People with disabilities, about 12%. Your K-12 post-secondary, it's about 3%. What's unique about this K-12 post-secondary is that we had students both that either lived in La Pine, attended schools in Bend, or that lived in Bend and attended schools in La Pine. We always hear that the Pine schools are not the best, but when I asked some of these passengers that lived in Bend and were attending schools in high school or junior high in La Pine, we asked them why that was, and they said because the schools were better, they felt, in their opinion. So that was a very good thing to know. Vehicle expense exceeds income. This is the 8%. The vehicle expense exceeds income. These are the individuals that are you working for or that are a couple that are struggling, barely making it, do have one vehicle, but just simply choose not to drive just because they cannot afford either the fuel, insurance, just operations, and all the costs that goes with operating your vehicle. As you saw, the most frequent stops in Bend, as I already reviewed, are your Walmart, your courthouse, the library, the college, the county parole office, your St. Charles BMC area, your Goodwill on the south end and north, Rays on the west side. Now, what's unique is that the Bend Area Transit is still working on their routes, so they don't, people who work on the west side or on the north side are not able to utilize the Bend Area Transit to get to work. The other thing that's worth noting is the the community support, which I forgot to include the slide in your packets, the community support, not only just from the general community, but from the Pine Chamber. It has support from groups like ILCAT, which I understand they're still trying to gather themselves and trying to find a new role for themselves in this new city and within the community. The community kitchen, the VFW businesses. We also, apart from our services that we provide on a daily basis, we also provide transportation to the Quilt Sisters Quilt Show from the Pine, Sun River, and Bend. We provide trips to the county fair. What we do with the county fair, we meet the buses out at Goldie 30 at the Hawthorne station. So we'll take them from the Pine Sun River and then they'll transfer on to their bus and we'll take them on to Redmond. The Project Homeless Connect, we helped them out transporting individuals who are homeless or seeking social services out at the Redmond Fairgrounds on the Pine Sun River, Deschutes River, was in Bend, they went on. In summary, CCL has made a difference and impacted our transportation community. We boldly challenge the 1992 ODOT study where it stated, quote, transportation for Lapine is a difficult problem to find a solution because of its unpaved roads. It is an isolated rural community and harsh winters. Our passenger counts indicate otherwise, and transportation services to our community and surrounding areas is achievable. We must remind ourselves that transportation in our rural community must be flexible, must meet the needs of its riders, and must have community support to ensure success. And this is where you come in. This is where we are asking you, City Council members, that this is not a Central Cascade line. It's not just the organization of the board. It's the organization of the community in terms of providing transportation to this community. For those of us who knew, I had a pleasure to work with Christy Otney. She always, I'm always reminded of how great we are to live in this community, but also that one can't do it alone. And if there's an issue or a problem, that we must all come together and fight for that, because nobody will. And right now, transportation, with all its jargon and its all specialized knowledge, you're at risk of losing it, because not having the financial support and trying to do it once with one organization is not the issue, it's not the problem. You could help us by being at the table and telling the county, hey, what do we need to do to help CCO? Why can't we collaborate? Why can't we talk? And this is where I'm asking you. Help us if you want to see CCO continue. If you know or knew anybody who could use the service, and when it's no longer here, what are you going to tell these people? What are you going to tell the 86-year-old woman who's now at risk of losing her license and is vulnerable and say, hey, what am I going to do if you guys aren't here? How are you going to provide that flexibility to them? And how about to these low-income individuals who have only a single vehicle or have only cannot afford to drive back and forth between Bend all year round? Help us if you want to continue to see CCO. Thanks.
All right. Very nice.
Thank you. And I forgot the financial data. I can get that to you guys all.
So, where in the county are you presenting or Are you asking for assistance?
Our assistance with the county is to get dialogue going. Right now, because of the past compliance issue that the county has not come to the table, we've asked them to come to the table and tell us exactly what it is that they want from CCO so that we can qualify to get grants. They've not come to the table. We've asked ODOT, because all transportation grants, because it's a city, La Plata is part of the city, you still have to work with the county. Mm-hmm. The CEO can intervene. We can have all our transportation grants go through the city. CCO won't be at the table, and it'll just be city and they can work the deals, whatever what they want with the county or the state. Right now, with the state and its transportation, they are making it very difficult for rural communities to get a piece of the pie. In fact, this year is the first year that ODOT has changed all their rules, and they allowed only districts and cities to apply for any funding. So you know what that does to the rural areas? It squeezes them, because all that goes by population. Mm-hmm. And the county is going to say, well, since ODOT got our funding, sorry rural areas, and who will get the biggest piece of the pie in the Central Oregon? Brandon Whitman, mm-hmm. because of their population.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good question. Did you have any questions?
No. What do you want us to do now? You want us to...
I would like to see if we could set up or meet with county and ask, come to the table and talk. Tell us what is it that you want. What can we do to help CCO survive and stay around if that's what the city wants, and if that's what the city wants for the community, and if the county is not willing to, then go to ODOT and ask them, hey, what do we need to do for all of us to come to the table and so we can all move forward and forget any past, put aside all your biases, put aside whatever issues, frustrations you've had, and start anew.
Would you like us to schedule a meeting with the county that you would present?
Scheduling a meeting, whether it's a closed session, a public session, it doesn't matter, but start a dialogue. Whether it's with the commissioners, because ultimately the commissioners are the ones that have the final say. In this, I know the commissioners will probably say, "We'll go to ODOT," and the city cannot allow themselves to be a ping pong ball.
Look, Peter, do you have any documentation about the processes you've been going through, and then maybe you can give to council and issues regarding the non-compliant that you had, and so that we can take everything that you have under consideration and have a chance to digest it?
Sure, I can do that. I can give a summary report, and I can give the two summaries that the county and ODOT wrote, and I can give a full report of what I've done.
Okay, right.
Okay. Maybe the council should discuss this at an upcoming work session and see how we think we could help, what level of support we could give. Get some more, as Adele suggested, get some more documentation from you first. You can bring that into City Hall. And if we think of anything else we'd like to see from you, and then we will. We'll sit down and discuss it at a work session and see just what we think we can do for CCL.
Yeah. And I understand transportation is also part of your competence.
It is.
Well, presentation you had at the tourism meeting where in Rhode Island you said you complied with everything. You went down the list?
I went down the list. There was a big thick book. It's about 4 inches thick. Uh-huh. Which is rules and regulations. Of course, because we're new in, not all of those are going to apply to us. Some of it is county, some of it is a state's responsibility, and some of it applies to larger organizations. Mm-hmm. But I do have a list of all the for a small rural what's required of them, what the federal government requires of them, and I will have that list.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very
thank
much
you.
For that. We'll be sure it gets on a work session. Hopefully soon. It is important. All right.
Yeah, people are going to move where they want to know how to get out.
So that's one of those things, Patty, to be double, triple sure that you get in the minutes. So thank you. I can see you concentrating there.
I know.
All right. Jeremy, did you have any further comment or suggestion or anything like that?
No, I think your suggestion that we go into a work session is fantastic.
And no one signed up for public comment on that, so we will move on to the next agenda item, which is number 7, agreement to provide tourism promotion services with High Lakes Car Club. Jeremy, you want to take that?
This is our agreement that the city uses when dispersing TRT funds to a recipient. This agreement concerns the 08-09 funds that were approved by the city council probably last winter, is what I'm thinking. What ultimately I'd like the city council to do is go ahead and approve it subject to any legal revisions that are necessary. I don't believe that High Lakes has reviewed this particular draft. They did review a draft not too long ago. It's very similar to the draft they've already reviewed. Nevertheless, I still think we need to give them an opportunity to review and comment on the draft. Luan is going to confirm that the disbursement amount of $2,055 is correct. And I need to confirm the entity status with High Lakes Car Club, which won't take more than a few minutes on a telephone call. I am aware that it's my understanding that they have been designated as a 501c4. The only question that I have is whether or not they are an incorporated entity now or whether they're still an unincorporated entity. And either way, you know, it's immaterial to me as to whether or not they're incorporated or not incorporated. It's more of an issue for the car club. So I don't see that as being a stumbling block in any fashion. I just want to make sure that it's properly reflected in our documents.
Right. Okay.
And you'll note on the back, Schedule 1.2, the use of funds, it's as written out or as proposed in the approval. As far as their intended use of funds is for their Show and Shine car show. Advertising and marketing this show and shine car show, which would include the production and distribution of show and shine hats and t-shirts designed and distributed to advertise and market the car show to tourists. So that is it. Not too complicated.
No, doesn't sound like it.
So did you bring some show and shine logos?
I'm sorry.
Did you bring some show and shine? It's hard to say. Logos or anything?
Did I leave out the plural?
Well,
I think it's tourist.
I've got my t-shirt on.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Should we
sit on
Are those what you're going to be giving out?
Tourist.
No, this shirt actually was.
It's a defined term. It's a legal term.
This year we had new shirts. For our show, which was a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
He added
on that. Yeah, it's all done this year.
That's right. Okay. That was at the senior center?
Yes. Yeah, we were very happy with the way it worked out. In the past, we had it at the high school, and this was our first time away from there in quite a while, and it worked out really neat.
We had a lot of people there.
Yep. What, 103 cars? Or
103 cars, yeah.
But everybody seemed to enjoy it. It was different, a different venue for us, and I think it worked well. I know the senior center did well on the food, ice cream, and all that stuff that they were selling. So.
Okay. I didn't manage to make it to this one, but I've always enjoyed them. It's a great show, and you meet people from far and wide. They come from pretty great distances sometimes.
This year we had a broader array of cars from further away than we've ever had before. The guy that won he won second place in one of the classes was from Newport, and that's a pretty good job from here.
Yeah.
dedicated.
Yeah. What's a good club? They're getting themselves recognized, all over.
Yeah. Well, when we go to a lot of different car shows in the area, both here and over in the Willamette side too. Last weekend we went to Fossil for a show we've been going to for, I think this was our fifth year. And it's a neat little show because they take over the whole town. If you've ever been to Fossil, it's not very big anyway.
Take over.
We know about Fossil, don't we, Luana?
Okay, well.
Yeah, I had to stay here and lead the parade.
Yeah, yeah, we couldn't do both, so we split the club and one group went to Fossil and the rest of them stayed here for the parade.
All right, so we're looking for approval of this subject to legal...
Any necessary legal revisions and then giving you the authority to sign the document so that after Hilux has approved it and we've fleshed out any remaining issues, you can sign it. We can get them their money.
All right.
I move that we...
I understand what that is. I'm the treasurer, so I don't know what you're talking about there. We have to do what now?
No, you don't have to do anything.
I'm sorry.
We just give the money, that's all.
Oh. This is just what we have to do so that you can get the money. Okay, so...
You have all the papers you need, right?
Yeah. Actually, do you mind if I just ask a question?
Not at all.
The one of the questions that I have remaining is, are you an incorporated entity? And I don't think you are.
No.
I think you're just an unincorporated, non-profit,
501c4.
501,
yeah.
So,
that's
And so, Luana's going to confirm the disbursement amount. Right now, it's provided as $2,055. Mm-hmm. She's going to confirm that. And then I'll make sure that you are reflected throughout the document as an unincorporated entity.
Okay.
Obviously, all your members are approving this document,
right.
I presume.
Yeah.
And then, are you Randy Rhodes?
No.
Okay.
He's Roger. He's the vice president, and I'm the treasurer.
I'm sorry, I didn't know who.
Yeah, Randy
Roger
is.
Roger Brody. He's
got a bad back right now. He couldn't make it.
Okay. So, Randy has been identified as the party signing this document on behalf of the membership.
Yeah. That's probably true.
And we'll get a copy. I can have Luana, if you wouldn't mind, she can get you a copy of this.
Okay.
You can review it. If you've got any questions or concerns, you can call me directly at my office. Otherwise, between the two of us, we'll get it finalized, assuming that the City Council approves it right now, and we'll get it signed.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Great.
Okay, so we're looking for a motion to approve the agreement to provide tourism and promotion services subject to legal review and acceptance by the car club? Or we don't have
you don't have to worry about them, so subject to legal revision with your...
And giving mayor authority to sign.
I so move.
I second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. One of the roll call vote, please.
Councilor Mulligan, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously.
There you go.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you left your name and phone number out on the sign-up sheet, right?
Yes.
Hey,
I am.
All right. Get a hold of you tomorrow, probably. Or Randy, somebody.
Do you need to read my signature? Read my signature. Sometimes it's hard to read.
No. You can print it.
They'll find you.
Okay.
No.
Next item. Right. We're moving right along here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. Other matters. We did add two other matters.
The litter.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Did I leave out 8? I do that all the time. I move to one and check it while I'm moving to it, and then I move on down. Sorry about that. I'm glad somebody's awake. Okay, number 8. Letter to EDCO, Economic Development of Central Oregon. And, we all should have had a copy of that. And, Adele, I apologize. I never, ever did get back to you with any input on this. I did read it. I had one comment. We probably shouldn't, and Jeremy had brought this up before a couple weeks ago, we probably shouldn't use the name Clark Jackson because it's the position that we're talking about. I don't know if we should even mention his name.
Hi.
Or is it okay in this one place?
Well, I don't mind necessarily drawing on what Clark has done, but I think what we're most concerned about was the elimination of the position, not the elimination of Clark individually.
Right. So as long as we're not saying that, we can still say his.
I think there's some wordsmithing that we could do with respect to this letter. I think it's a good letter, but we could just tweak it a little bit and get it there.
Okay.
My take.
Well, go ahead and give us your thoughts.
You want me to give you a couple more?
Yeah, please.
So my first question would be in the second sentence. It says, this leaves the newest city in Oregon without an advocate and trapped with the highest unemployment rate in the region. So the city of Lapine has the highest unemployment rate in the region. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I talked to EDCO, and what they had said was Deschutes County has the highest in the state.
Okay, so that's... Yeah.
So that needs to be... Go ahead.
The figures they have for Bend, that was the highest in the state. And so the figures they had with Bend were at 12%, I believe, and they are making assumptions that Lapine is higher.
Oh.
And based on that, I said one of the highest. Let's see, the highest. Did I say one of the highest?
No, you said the highest.
The highest. I got a little carried away.
I think we'd be better off if we focused on the region as a whole,
mm-hmm.
and not just Lapine.
Okay,
that's my suggestion.
I agree. Yeah.
Another comment that I have is the last sentence in the second paragraph. It says a development officer in another part of the state would not have understood our community, and this would have been missed opportunity. I don't know if we know that for certain.
What they said is that he was going to, the BDO in Eugene would be overseeing the EDCO office.
I understand that, but what you're saying is that if we didn't have Clark Jackson or somebody over here in that position, that we would have missed, at least my reading of this, is the BioGreen Sustainable Energy Plant.
Right.
We can't really say that.
We don't know what would have happened if we'd had a different person. Than Clark.
Should it say it may have been a missed opportunity?
I guess my thought is, I don't know if I'd want to make that type of statement. I think I'd focus more on the fact that the elimination of the position is going to potentially create problems for us, that we would like local representation, and leave it at that would be my opinion as to how the letter should be drafted. And I have concerns about making a statement that would suggest that if we didn't have someone locally that we would have missed the BioGreen Sustainable Energy Plant, when in fact we have no way of qualifying that.
Right. And we may not want to pick out just any one opportunity anyway, just keep it more generic. Simply that we believe we would have better representation from someone who has closer ties to the region.
And I think that's fine, and I think that's in principle what Adele, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think in principle that's what you're trying to say, are you not?
Right.
Is the critical importance of having somebody locally.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this was going to be like a skeleton.
It was.
Yeah.
And I never got back to you.
So am I making the changes here?
I can do it, or Kitty can do it.
Oh, okay.
Whatever works. I mean, I think the why we're discussing it now is no one else had. I didn't have a chance to look at it.
Oh, okay.
And Kitty said she didn't as well, and so we're just kind of doing it in regular session. But I can go ahead and take a stab at revisions and then circulate it to everyone.
I
think I like this sentence. Tell me what you think. In order for the city to avail itself to every opportunity in this increasingly competitive market, the BDO in the EDCO office for this region is critical.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it's critical. I like that sentence or some version of it.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that. That's a great sentence.
That's good.
Again, I'm not saying that. I'm just identifying just a couple minor areas that I think could be drafted differently, but in general, the letter's fine. The letter's good. I think we should tweak it just a little bit, wordsmith it, and then get it signed and get it out.
All right. Okay.
We'll take care of it.
What about that last sentence, Katie? I'm obligating you to be at the 23rd.
Oh, that's right. I thought about that. Down on schedule on 23rd.
Raise
the concerns of our community.
I can actually go.
That's in the end?
Yeah.
Yes. You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Well, sure. If this wee guy with my signature means I don't have to do it, because I wouldn't be able to get there.
Town hall discussion.
Oh, they just are just going to air out with the concerns because everybody is, very concerned about not having any representation in the state in that EDCO office.
Okay,
I think the state is. Just to air out people's concerns.
Did we miss
it? It was the 23rd of July.
Okay, thank you.
Are you going to go?
I think I should be back. The 23rd.
All right.
Yeah, I'm back from the 21st.
I would just get approval for you to sign the letter once it's been revised. And we can't take a vote outside of this meeting unless we go to the next meeting. I don't think we want to wait for the next meeting. So giving you authority to make a determination as to what is appropriate and then authorizing you to sign it should be sufficient. Did you follow that?
Sort of.
Okay, so authorize this letter. The city council should authorize the letter being signed and sent out by you after you and I have had a chance to revise the letter. Does that make sense? The other city councilors can be involved. It's just we can't be doing a vote via email outside of a public session.
Sign sent out by mayor after
appropriate revisions.
Appropriate.
And just leave it at that.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to authorize the letter to EDCO to be signed and sent out by the mayor after appropriate revisions.
I so move.
I second it.
Motion has been made and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Mullanan, yes.
Councilor Hitchcock, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. And thank you again for putting your time into that.
Oh, sure.
And thank you in advance for getting it tweaked for us and get her done. All right, now, I'm not going to cross it off as I say it. Other matters, number 9. we have 9A, city management training, item brought up by City Recorder Damabelle.
The League of Oregon Cities is starting a new program. It's brand new. It just came out on the webpage, I think, today because I was the first phone call on it. They are starting to put together a local government management certification program. It is a no-cost program. They have certification links. A lot of the... I'll just hold this up. They've got certain requirements in so many hours to get this certification. They will be giving those out once a year, probably at the convention. In order to get these, you attend the OLII classes that are required to get through these, to get the hours needed to get the certification. They take into consideration the courses that a person has already attended, their college credits they already have, their working career experience that they already have, and that's the starting point. Then they go from there to complete the hours to get certified.
Mm-hmm.
And
great.
It's for situations like right here, like just what we have right here. So I can advance my education, get where I need to go, and be there without having to spend 4 years in college.
So, are you going to a site, or do you do it online?
It's on the League of Oregon Cities website.
Oh, so you're taking the courses online?
No.
No, you're going.
They'll probably be, like they have been. the budget classes, you know, mm-hmm. can be part of the financing part of it that I've attended and things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the speed at which you would get through this certification depends on your prior classes, experience,
and when the classes are
mm-hmm. offered.
Mm-hmm. Where are they held?
They're all over the place. You know, sometimes they'll be in Bend, they might be in Redmond, Prineville. They try to hold the OLLI courses, like the ones that you would
have. So you would have to go to each of these?
That I would need to do to get through the certification.
Okay.
They would assess what you've already got under your belt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's kind of a new thing for them. Well, it is a new thing, and it's a different way of looking at the managers going out of the system and the newer ones coming in and what is needed to get them where they need to be, and it's a good way to do it.
Sounds good.
So cost would be something that we would know as each session comes up.
Mm-hmm. And then we can apply for scholarships, mm-hmm. you know,
great.
On any of them.
Well,
don't know
right.
if we'll get them, but we can try.
Always
So anyway, I just would like to do that. I'd like to sign up and get it going. Classes are starting in October, and
You said no cost, so what would...
There's no cost to get the certification, but you've got to get the
right.
classes.
Okay.
You got to get to the classes. So.
Okay.
I think that's great.
That's great too.
Yeah. How much went for the classes?
They vary. Sometimes 40, sometimes 140.
Yeah, that one that I had applied for.
So, and you have a training budget, Luana?
Pardon?
You have a training budget, so we wouldn't have to. Do you have a training budget?
We have meetings in schools. But you know, we're always trying to attend any of the classes we can anyway.
Yeah.
This may take a little more, so I don't know.
Meetings, travel, and schools. We budgeted $4,500 this year.
And it may take 2 years for me to get through it.
Yeah.
You know? Depending on schedules, depending on where they're at.
Right.
A lot of ifs, but.
I'd sure like to see you do it, but then I don't want you to do that and then move out to Christmas Valley in 2.5 years.
You want me to? And we're not laughing at what
I'm thinking on that one.
She can telecommute.
Yeah, I can fly my helicopter out here, huh?
Well, actually, I think any training that a person gets along the line during their employment increases their performance in real time, too. So, ongoing training, I think, is always valuable. So, I am all for it. Do we need just council consensus?
Let's make a motion.
Okay. I will entertain a motion for City Recorder Dammervall to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
To sign up for the City Management Certification Program through League of Oregon Cities.
I move that we do that.
I second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Mullaney, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
She won't be doing that college stuff, though.
Thank you.
You won't be doing that college stuff.
We're taking the initiative on that.
You know, like sorority and fraternity.
If she does, she won't tell us about it, I'm sure. Okay, next item, 9B. Adele wants to talk to us about wildfire protection plan.
Okay, real briefly, I attended the, as representative of the city, on the steering committee of the wildfire
wildfire protection plan.
Thank you. Wildfire protection plan. And it's been in the area for a number of years, and they just convened to reassess what it was done in, what have they accomplished, and to designate new areas. So the city is going to endorse this plan, or consider endorsing the plan, and I was wondering if you would like them to come and give a brief presentation, maybe, to us. And, you know, when they release it, I think they're going to release it next week. They ranked various areas in the area, and there was Newberry Estates was number one last year, and apparently they did so much work that they have moved to a new rank of six. So they mitigated most of their forest, their wildfire risk to be now one of the lower, because there's nine areas. The first area now that is six endurance, second would be Day Road Corridor, and the third would be Wickiup Acres. So they're going to concentrate more on of the federal money in those areas. And
Wickiup Acres?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
That's in Wickiup. It's like in the center. You have to go down this.
I mean, it is out
at the reservoir.
It's way out there.
Okay, so all of those places are outside city limits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
But being fire is such a
hard issue.
Right. And who would present this? We had a presentation. As it relates to the city and fire mitigation needs, and as it relates to a comprehensive plan, that was by. I can't remember. I really liked that guy. He was interesting.
Joe Stutler, probably.
It was Joe something.
Yeah, Joe Stutler. They were talking about Newberry Estates at that time. That were.
So we have already had a presentation.
Okay, so then if that's not necessary, then we can just go ahead and they're going to ask for a signature and have a little signing ceremony, my understanding.
A signature
on what?
To endorse the plan.
To endorse the plan. Okay. So they're coming up with a plan, they're working on a plan, or they already have it?
We've had it. We had four meetings.
Okay.
I went as a representative of the city on the steering committee.
Okay, so they would present it to us and hope for our endorsement.
For the city.
Right.
The city. What do we need to do?
Nothing.
No, it's already been done.
What we have to do
is sit through a presentation, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Do we?
We already did.
In essence, not for those areas. We did it as it pertains to the city and to our comprehensive plan.
And how they were going down the highway, and such. Jenny was at that, and I think she connected with people. But I thought we had. So we need a signature.
I think what we're all looking at is: do we want to sit through another presentation? What? How much value is there to this plan to have the City of Lapine's endorsement on it? What does that mean to them?
They, a lot of time and a lot of community hours have been set into mitigating the fire danger within the whole area.
Right.
Anything having to do with outside the city limits really has to do with, when it comes to fire, has to do with the city.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a collaborative effort with I think it was the BLM, the county, who else was there? The National Forest, there were several fire protection companies there.
Yeah. Do you know how long their presentation would be?
They don't have to come. I mean, that I was just offering that. My explanation probably would not be adequate to do the effort justice, so I thought that maybe you guys would want to hear what the most potential danger for this area is, in which most, I think, the one of the highest priority of concern for the citizen of La Pine would be fire danger.
Well, sure. Well, would council like to...
Their presentation was about 2 hours, but they did serve dinner.
I'm thinking if they could narrow it down to presentation as it affects the city and as the city relates to the surrounding community. I think we'd probably like for them to get our signature, but I don't see how we could do that without knowing a little bit more about,
that was my assumption, if they're going to sign an agreement. I think that's because they are getting, what it says here is the Healthy Forest Restoration Act requires that applicable local governments, the local fire department, the state entity responsible for forest management, agree to the community wildfire protection plan. The undersigned have reviewed and updated this agreement, and the city is named.
Oh, it is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they use the word requirement in there?
Where?
I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, too?
I heard requirement.
When you the local government stage got to the scrape on it. Where?
And it wasn't required.
Well, the Healthy Forest Restoration Act requires.
The act requires.
Okay.
Yeah. That they get these signatures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that throws it in a whole different light. So, the question is...
So, this has never come before the council before? This, because they've been in the area for many years.
I don't remember anything like this coming to the council before. Do you remember this particular
did
thing?
Did Jenny have you go to this?
No, I don't remember reading it. That's for sure.
She asked when I first came on.
Okay, because she didn't say anything to us. Because she was at the meeting. I remember all those people there, the fire chief and the everybody.
Mm-hmm. Who is she? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah.
So,
why don't we just wait and see then?
I don't think we want to hear the 2-hour presentation that you guys went to?
Well, all of the groups talked.
That was something. Yeah, that was their meeting. That was
okay.
Not a
presentation. You always have good suggestions. Is anything
other than
coming up in your mind?
Well, nothing earth-shattering. I think we should review that and figure out what's being required of us.
Yeah. Well, when it comes into the final, I'll provide copies.
The final.
This is a draft.
This is a draft. Oh, okay. Well, then let's put it on a work session agenda. We just love the new thing. Okay, great.
Easy to handle it there.
All right. Put on a work session after the final.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Final. All right. Okay, finally, number 10, public comments for items not on the agenda.
I have a question. I made a big mistake. I received an agenda that was actually a meeting that occurred last night, I guess, between the city council and the Deschutes County commissioners and a bunch of areas that were really interesting to me. My question is...
We're actually going to have that under council comments. We'll bring that up.
Okay.
So, did you want to wait until then, or...?
All I need to know is there a way to get any more information on how what occurred, a summary or anything?
There is.
Okay, cool.
And we'll be talking...
I'll wait.
I'll bring that up during our council comments.
Thank you.
Comments.
Okay.
We recorded it.
Good, awesome.
Well, we didn't.
One copy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You mean the joint meeting?
Yeah, some stuff that I really need to know about, and I just assumed it was tonight.
It was okay. It was a great meeting, and yes, the whole thing is recorded too. So, all right. Anyone else? Then we will move on to staff comments.
I didn't have anything. I'm not sure about Mama.
Oh, she probably went in there to get her stack.
Her stack of comments.
We'll talk about it later.
Sort of okay the way it's in there.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I don't know where she went either.
I was sleeping on it.
No, it never came up, so I don't know why it's included in there.
Okay.
You're up. Staff comments.
Oh, I have some too. I think it's quick as possible. I think she's waiting for to talk to me. Okay. Received an email from Chris Marco. They are working on a number of agency partners to conduct the Oregon Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Finance Workshop on July 16th. He's asking if somebody from the city of Lake Pine would like to make it at Mount Vernon. But he also suggested sending it on to the Water and Sewer District. I did. They'd already been notified anyway, so they need to go into that. I don't know. But
well, I know I'm not going to Mount Vernon on a work day.
No. I don't have relatives there.
Oh, wait. July 16th. I'm sorry. July 16th in Roseburg and the 21st in Mount Vernon.
Oh.
But he thought somebody from the city of Lake Pine could make it to the Mount Vernon one on July 21st.
I don't think we have any takers.
Okay. Just thought I'd let you know.
Yes. We need to know these things.
And
would you get back to him and let him know that we just...
No.
Don't get?
No.
We don't have anybody left. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know and for the invitation.
Okay. I ran across an email that I received in March, and I researched back to the original web page. It was from Kathy Matthews. She started a web page on New Community Resources, and I went in, and it's a lot of community information. I couldn't believe how much she has on there just from when she was starting this. She's got resources from here, South Deschutes County and North Klamath County resources, and it's got employment assistance, legal, all the information of anything you could think of for any kind of assistance, heating and electric, housing, shelter, seniors, veterans, counseling, important phone numbers, local agencies, and it's all on this one website. It's a community one, so...
Okay.
I just thought I'd just let you know.
What is the website?
Well, that's why don't you just email the website out to each of the resources?
Okay.
That would be great.
I can do that.
Good resource if we remember to use it.
Be good. Look it over.
And we're even on it, in it. Okay. I got a letter from Oregon Government Ethics Commission. The filing requirements for the quarterly public official disclosure reports were eliminated with the passage of SB 30, but there was a delay in that because they didn't have the right date or something on an effective date, so they had to put through another bill to correct that, and yada, yada, yada. Basic final thing is that they will know... Please be advised that the commission will no longer require the filing of quarterly public official disclosures beginning the second quarter report that was due July 15th this year.
Yeah.
Please advise your public officials accordingly and feel free to contact the commission. So I guess you don't have to do anything, just the yearly one, right?
That's right.
That's what that's saying.
Yeah. So I got that email. That's the way I read it.
Okay. I'm not sure where the rest of the counselors are on that and when those are due. The yearly ones.
The yearly ones?
Uh-huh.
They're.
But they'll send them directly to them, won't they?
Yeah, they're due April 15th, the annual ones.
That was the quarterly. I think I had to do one January because I know that I had to do a quarterly right
away.
No,
wait a minute. Oh, we can look it up. We don't need to discuss it.
Okay.
Okay, April 15th. It's anyone who was in office on April 15th. That's why I'm
probably.
But yes.
It's confusing for me,
but,
so.
But they notify the cities every time when the annual ones are due.
Okay.
So we'll have ample notice.
Okay. So anyway, that's how that came out.
Okay.
Okay. I still have some more. I'm sorry. Got a letter from Janet Brown regarding the emergency jobs program that I was authorized to apply for at the last meeting. I went to apply for it and had some concerns. Yes, thank you. Some concerns about it. And in discussion with the mayor, decided not to apply. It was going to require more of the city as far as payroll taxes and Social Security. We would have to pay that, which we weren't really anticipating that.
Plus
as it
got
turns
the
out,
that all the details of the program hadn't been worked
out. Those are things that I wish we knew because
mm-hmm.
Doug told me about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, legislature did not pass it. Because it wasn't finalized at that time either. That was one of the issues that I had, was it wasn't a ready program. They didn't pass it anyway, so we weren't out anything. Just thought I'd let you know that. That's all I have.
All right. Council comments. Oh, wait, we have more staff. Jeremy. Jeremy.
No comments.
Okay. We're just kind of used to that, so I was just going to... All right, now we will move on to council comments. Adele, do you have anything additional? Oh, that's right, we did... Barbara, I'm going to fall asleep here.
You have another hour to go. No, I have no comments.
All right, I have a couple.
Except I'll be at the breakfast next Friday. Put me down.
Okay. Some of us attended a traffic stakeholders meeting. We have several different names for this now. We were calling it the traffic light stakeholders meeting, and this was not the joint BLCC meeting. It was a stakeholders meeting beforehand. We decided that we needed, among other things, that we need to quit calling it the traffic light stakeholders meeting because it was an excellent meeting we attended yesterday, and it comes out in talking with ODOT and county personnel that there is no guarantee that there's no decision been made that in fact what is needed is a signaling device anywhere along the highway going through Lapine. The study has to happen first to find out what is going to be the best thing to manage our traffic. And so we came up with the idea of creating a stakeholder group, a core group that is going to refine the work, the scope of work for the analysis project, and put together an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, among the entities working together on this, and hammer out the cost sharing. And the reason for the MOU and the cost sharing, we want to get everybody on board on this, is so that we know that everyone has buy-in, and this isn't going to be another one of those projects that's going to be talked about, or somebody puts in some money and then it still keeps being talked about and nothing ever happens. So we felt real good coming out of that something is definitely going to happen. But first of all, is creating the stakeholder group and getting the scope of the work and everything hammered out. And did you have anything to add to that, Jeremy? I might have left something out that would clarify.
No, can I expand on the MOU a little bit?
Yes, please.
The MOU was a suggestion that I made to the county as well as Kitty after the meeting. Basically, it's going to be a relatively short document, as Kitty suggested, that will detail or identify who has what responsibilities in this project going forward. It will, yes, identify what capital contributions are being made and by whom, but also what type of, personnel contributions as well. For example, Luana would likely be contributing staff time to this MOU and to the project in general, things of that nature. It would also detail who's responsible for the public contracting process, who's responsible for management of the contract, the intent being, and I'm basically just reiterating exactly what you said, Kitty, so I apologize.
No, you're doing great. You're rounding it out a little more.
The essence is it would bring everyone together. It would set our roadmap going forward. And what I think it does for Liggy, more importantly, is it clearly establishes to Liggy that all of these stakeholders are serious about this particular project and that we are committed to moving forward with this project. And so the county has asked that I go ahead and prepare an initial draft, which ultimately I'd like the city council to determine whether or not you want me to do that. Mm-hmm. Tom Blues suggested that I do that, but that would be, frankly, in my opinion, a contribution to the project as well. Mm-hmm. If you're going to pay me to do that first draft, then that's something else
that
the city is contributing to the process. But anyway, my hope would be that we have an MOU signed within a matter of 30 to 60, at the most 90 days, which is pretty darn good.
From now?
Yeah. That would be my hope. Possibly ambitious, and yes, I did give you a broader range, but when it comes to ODOT, and Gary Farnsworth at ODOT, or with ODOT yesterday, was the first to admit, when it comes to ODOT, things don't always happen very quickly. And we know firsthand, based on our ODOT IGA, that is the case. So the idea is, if one of the local agencies, the local governing jurisdictions, starts this process moving forward, we kind of avoid some of the delays and the complications. And the idea would be that the county and the city produce a relatively polished product that would then be given to ODOT in order to expedite the review and approval process. So.
Didn't Dennis Luke commit Tom Blues to being essentially the project manager?
Yeah.
And then apologize and ask Tom if he was expecting on the lines of Tom said yes, he would go ahead and do that.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
You mentioned a minute ago that a big study would have to happen first.
Yep.
You know, does that mean that even though you have MOU, that would kick off the study first?
No, MOU would start, and the MOU would identify that study.
Okay.
And who's responsible for it.
So it still is a long-term.
The study is definitely. I think they estimated a study, and one of you may know, 6 months.
Six months,
yeah. So your MOU is 1 to 3 months, and then your study is another 6 months.
Okay. You got my hopes up there for a minute when you said 60 days. Okay.
Just to get the MOU.
For the MOU.
The draft MOU, or to get the whole thing.
Yeah, the MOU done.
MOU
I'm thinking
done. Okay.
1 to 3 months. But frankly, for government, that's pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
And again, a real important message here is we need to quit talking in terms of traffic light and at First and Reed and Highway 97.
Well, we got that from ODOT, but
because right, but we won't know what sort of traffic control measures will be taken and at what intersection or intersections until after the study is done. So, council.
Have you guys any of the studies from TAG?
All of that came up at the meeting and everything, and this is the kind of stuff that the stakeholders group will be working on so that we don't have to work on it.
Yeah, because I know TAG has had some of the studies that they've been working on as well. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. And all of that will be taken into consideration, I'm sure. So, we have two things here then. I guess we can do this now. Does council want to give Jeremy direction to go ahead and start to work on that MOU?
This was really gratifying because what I've heard all this time is, no, it's up to them, it's up to them, you know, pass the buck.
Yeah.
I think definitely do it, Jeremy.
Okay. And the related, if I may, two related items. One is, obviously this will become more of a priority. I think this was identified as what, of a long-term priority?
It was a long-term.
And so this will bump up to an immediate priority. And relatedly, what this does force on the city is our SDC ordinance. And so what I'm thinking is that SDC ordinance will have to become more of a priority for us as well.
Right.
Effectively. Because we will, what they're going to want to see, what Linky is going to want to see in this MOU is some commitment on behalf of the city to move forward in our due diligence and evaluation of the SDC and maybe even starting to take steps to implement the SDC. Mm. Some type of objective manifestation that we're doing.
Our monetary input was very small too compared to the others. They asked for was
but the suggested monetary input,
yes.
And there's a reason for that because it was
1,000.
Yeah, that's you should have gotten a copy of that memo in front of you. And that was there were some suggested monetary inputs, and it was noted that the city doesn't have, you know, that big of a budget, but as Jeremy pointed out, we will be contributing in other ways too.
Absolutely.
And that seems to, it was a real good group. Everybody seems to feel like, you know, we're all.
Sounds good.
Yeah, scratching each other's backs and getting something going.
Cool.
So, another thing we'll be needing to do is, Dennis Luke asked who the council would want to speak for them. On all of this. So, Patty, if you capture that, I don't want to decide on that until we have a meeting with Doug here to find out who will be our council representative to this, the council person who speaks for the city on this issue so that they're not getting information and discussion from anybody and everybody. Okay. Did anyone else have any comment? We're not going to go into a bunch of questions and question and answer on this issue. Just wanted to bring it up and apprise everyone of it. Did anyone have any more input on this or a very quick question?
I have one clarification. I have consensus then to go forward with the MOU.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I have a comment regarding a comment that or a question Adele presented. Can I chime in on that? Adele, I thought you asked a fantastic question regarding the SDCs yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Very interestingly, the response that we received yesterday was very different than the response that we've received over the past year. And so I am now going to go back to the county and ask them the same question again, because the initial response that I received and Christine Nelson, our former city manager, received was simply that there was no SDC funds left remaining, that they were not going to continue to collect SDCs, so on and so forth. And what I heard from them yesterday, and I could be wrong, but was two things. One, they're still collecting, and B, that there's a fund. And so, I mean, that's sharp contrast. So I'm going to get to the bottom of that, so I appreciate you raising that question. I'm not sure what prompted that question.
Adele brought it up,
And
I think initially it wasn't real clear exactly what she was asking for, and then some of Commissioner Luke's response kind of made it a little more unclear, and so I stepped in, and I and Adele, we just kept talking until we got the answer to the real question.
Commissioner Bainey.
Because
I knew he wasn't answering the question.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then one thing that helped too was that we had the full commission there, the full county commission, and two of the public employees who could give input on that, two of the county employees, Dave Canner and Tom Anderson weighed in on that too. He gave support to Dave Canner's comments.
And one of them, I won't say who, but one of them was involved in our staff meeting with county council. So it just kind of surprised me. It might be one of those things where, you know, within the county, they don't all know what's going on. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I appreciate the question, and it's going to result in definitely further investigation.
Okay. And all of those comments are recorded. Okay.
Clue. That's a clue.
So,
and
I have.
Can't take
care of that. One other real quick thing. This keeps coming up. Councillor Ward has mentioned this to us, and we keep getting we get this ongoing complaint from a citizen, from Fred Lundgren, about the horse manure in his and Doug Ward's area. I had a very long discussion. He had actually written a letter to the mayor a couple of weeks prior, and I called and had a 45-minute discussion with him, very nice gentleman, on July 2nd. And he's feeling frustrated, like he's not getting answers, and without really saying it, kind of wondered, you know, what's the city doing, how they're spending their time. So I gave him a pretty good rundown on things that we're doing and suggested that, and we don't have those in our packet, that he come in and get a copy of our updated priorities list. We don't have priorities.
I handed it to you with the calendar.
Oh, you did?
In there somewhere.
Okay.
And it's kind of still in the raw stage.
Okay, good. This is good. So anyway, I told him that it's not being forgotten, that it's on our priorities list, and I wasn't quite sure what we're calling this sort of thing. Is it nuisance ordinance?
It would be a nuisance ordinance.
Nuisance ordinance. Yeah. So, and do we have it as such on our priorities
list? We don't have it on our priorities list right now. And so if you want to put it on there, you can.
All right. Let's cancel. It keeps coming up. We add the nuisance ordinance. We just have to get it on the priorities list. And when we talk about, we're going to be having that discussion again, because our priorities are always evolving.
I think we should do it.
Our very next work session?
We can do it then, but I think as far as the priority list in general, I think once every other month, we should have at least a kind of time during which a work session, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, we get back together and determine whether or not they need to be reprioritized based on things like this, if that makes sense.
I think that would be really good timing, so you gals can set up some sort of a reminder system to get that on.
Okay.
And so
we had intended to put it in every packet.
No, we're going to do both.
No,
we'll do both.
To sit down at a work session and discuss how these things are moving around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as, you know, we can discuss now where the city councilors would like to see this on our priority list, or we can put it off until next month.
I think it's going to take a long time. It is going to address all issues, right?
It is. When I mentioned that to this gentleman when I was talking with him, that we have the option of doing piecemeal ordinances or doing it all at once. And I said, you know, a big part of it is financial, too. It's cumbersome to do it piecemeal, and then ultimately down the line you have to conglomerate all this stuff together. Plus, it's more costly to do it that way. And so, you know, he was concerned about that.
And frankly, I think the biggest concern that I would have with just adopting a handful of ordinances, such as a nuisance ordinance and things of that nature, is enforcement. We still have enforcement issues. And so if we are to adopt these ordinances like a nuisance ordinance, it's going to have to be catered specifically to Lapine, so that it's not something that you know, just exists out there and has no enforcement mechanism that we can actually operate under and operate on.
And that question came up before, and the enforcement mechanism that was mentioned was fines.
You can fine, and you can lien property, things of that nature, but again,
it takes time to
staff establish. Yeah, exactly. You've got to draft it, you've got to adopt it, and then you've got to implement it, and related to the implementation's enforcement. And so city staff have got to be caught up to speed on what steps they need to take to enforce. If we're going to impose fines, that's great. You know, that
fast car.
So
A fine would then be assessed, and then they'd have to be educated as to leaning as well, property.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just not something we can just adopt and be done with it. It takes a lot of time to develop.
Right. But so what do we have out there? We have the mass gathering. We have the business license.
The nuisance would be the third
and
one.
The nuisance, and that would be all working documents.
And SDCs would be the fourth. Is there anything else? I think those would be the... No? Yeah, that would be the four big ones. And we could reasonably get those done.
What about the SDCs? Can we have some sort of education on from beginning to end exactly what they are with everything?
Yeah. We had... you want to respond to that?
No, I was going to say... I like to do one thing at a time. Hold that thought. We're still talking about the nuisance ordinance. But hold that thought. Bring up your SDC question in a minute. Where would we see the nuisance ordinance or those midterm, long-term?
I'd pop it down to midterm.
Okay. Okay. Adele, what was that question again? And then Jeremy can respond.
Well, her question was, can we have more or less a SDC 101 work session? And Adele, before you came on, we actually had one. I prepared a memo that was circulated. Maybe Luana, you could get her a copy of that memo.
I couldn't find it.
You can. I will find it. I will email it to you.
I don't think I saw it.
Okay, I'll have it emailed out. I'll have my assistant do that. But the long and short of it is, we had the county and did we have ODOT? We might have even had ODOT come in, and we had a 101 session. We could have another one. In fact, maybe that would be our kickoff to the SDC process, would be to have another one with the county and ODOT presence.
Oh.
That would be, and frankly, if I'm Liggy, what a better way to demonstrate our seriousness to move this thing forward. And I believe Liggy was present when our first SDC Ordinance 101 discussion. But nevertheless, let's do it again.
Yeah. The Planning Commission?
Yeah, Planning Commission could be there, absolutely.
Oh. Not to change the subject, Planning Commission, when do we want to swear them in?
I don't know if they talked about that. Were we going to do it at our meeting or at their organizational meeting?
I don't know, because there was discussion yesterday then about the County Planning Commission and their meeting.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's do it this way.
So,
if you wouldn't mind, make yourself a note, run that by John Thomas, ask him to ask the committee how they would like to have that done.
Okay.
Fit it into one of our meetings, or they can do it if we had that suggestion. They can do that, right, at their organizational meeting.
Have them sworn.
Have them sworn in at their first meeting.
You can swear them in on their first meeting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I had one other thing, and that is just to, this came up in prior conversation. We need to get it recorded somewhere so that we don't drop the ball on it. We need to remember to add to Luana's job description that she is the responsible official for finances.
Yeah, we'll deal
something
with that.
To that effect. So let's get that noted, that we don't want to forget that. And I believe that's all I have. So one more time, anyone, council, staff, any other comment? All right. And just a reminder to those attending, we will immediately, when we close this meeting, we will return to our executive session, which we interrupted to.
Did you say you were going to say anything more about yesterday's meeting or not? Or you did that?
Oh, well, we did that, yes.
Okay.
Did you have another
question? I was just looking for information on how to get a copy of the tape or whatever it is that was recorded.
Talk to Luana or Patty. They can, usually the next day after the meeting is a better time to come in and ask them, or you can ask them now how to go about it, but I would like to adjourn the meeting so that we can continue.
Thank you.
Well, you look like a happy guy tonight.
I'm happy.
You picked up some good information. Encouraging news, haven't you? All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Meeting is adjourned at 7:36.
How do we get things on the agenda?
Okay. Where's the door? Here.